بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're listening to and watching Islam Tomorrow. We're broadcasting almost live, but doesn't mean I'm nearly dead. What it means is that we're not doing a live broadcast right this minute, but it will be broadcast in the future. And you'll find it on our website at islamtomorrow.com. So all of you here today, you get to hear it live, and then you can see a rebroadcast of this on our internet website, alhamdulillah. So I wanted to just remind myself and all of us the value of being a Muslim and being united together, because it is something that I found when I was a Christian. It's one of the weakest points of an organization is when they begin to separate or divide themselves up into various groups or segments. Because what happens is that you weaken the main structure of the whole by going off into these various groups. And what I'm reminded of is when I was very young, our church that I used to belong to, used to be called the Christian Church. It divided up and it became two different names in the north and the south, two different things. One is called today Disciples of Christ. And I remember what happened was after the division, you had to decide which church you're going to go with. You want to go with this church or do you want to go with this church? And because the one closest to our home out in that part of Texas where we were was the one called Disciples of Christ, so we went there. But then after some year, we went back to see our old friends at the other place in Houston, and when we went to visit, they didn't want to talk to us because you became part of the enemies. And it was very strange for a young boy to realize that the only thing that is keeping us from being together is this idea that I'm not in your group. And it was very sad for me, and I didn't like it. I saw a lot of that. There's a story that I heard from the Baptists. They told a story about themselves. And I heard it from one of the preachers, and he said it's just a story, but it helps us to understand about dividing up. He said that two men met in an airport overseas, and one of them recognized the other was an American. And he said, oh, so you're an American? And he said, yeah. He said, well, what religion are you? He said, well, I'm a Christian. He said, me too. He said, yeah, me too. What kind of Christian? Are you Protestant or Catholic? He said, I'm a Protestant. He said, oh, good, me too. Then after a bit, he said, well, what exactly kind of Protestant are you? He said, I'm a Baptist. He said, well, me too. And then after a while, he said, are you Southern Baptist or Northern Conference? He said, Southern. He said, me too. He said, well, that's good. He said, are you hard shell or soft shell? He said, hard shell. He said, oh, me too. He said, well, where did you go to church? He said, well, I'm from Dallas, so I used to go to First Baptist in Dallas, Texas. He said, me too. That's where I used to go to church. Did you sit in the front of the church or the back of the church? He said, well, we sat in the front of the church. Uh-huh. He said, well, me too. All right. Left side or right side? He said, I sat on the right. He said, oh, you're one of those. So I'm just saying this to caution us, because I found when I got to Islam, there's a beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told us that as the Jews and the Christians divide into 71 or 72 groups, that the Muslims, they will divide even more into 73. And he said, and all of them are in the nar, in the fire, ilawad, except for one. And this is the one which are on what he was on at that time. So this was like a wake-up call, because when I heard this, I was seeing these groups within the very masjid where I was. And one brother came to me one time, and I travel all over the world, alhamdulillah, and so I see a lot of things. And one brother came to me and he said, brother, I think it's the last days. I said, why? He said, you know that hadith about 73 groups of Muslims? You know, it's going to be like the last day, according to him. I said, really? He said, yes, I found 73 groups. I said, which masjid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an order to the people before us, and he told them not to divide amongst themselves, and they did. Did you read Suratul Bayyinah? It's very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying this is how they damaged themselves. They made farakat, or separation. And Allah told us in Surah Al-Imran that this is not something that's going to be acceptable to him. He said it's haram to make farakat, or separation from each other. He tells us in Baqarah and Imran, both telling us that about the idea of holding to this hubl, or cable of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the cable of the tawheed, which is the cable of the aqidah, which is the way of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And I'm going to translate for those who may hear this in the future and not know the Arabic. It means that there's only one God to be worshipped, and he has no partners. And you have to do what he wants to do instead of what you want to do. Plain and simple English. I wanted to also mention that I make a lot of mistakes. I think all of us can say that that's something we can, as human beings, we make mistakes. But we don't want to make the big mistake. And the big mistake is when we worship other than Allah. And what I learned from a lot of the groups that I saw them, that where they get off, is this is what makes it off. And let me make now a distinction between two things. The distinction between a group of people and a cult. Because I'm going to use the word cult, because then it applies to religion. If it's a group of people, it's not really a problem, because you could have MSA. You could have a gathering of people for Dawah. The people who are being honored tonight, those who have done so much work for the, I think you call it Ma'un, is the name of the organization. This is a group of people, and it should be that we should all work for these kinds of groups all the time. But when it becomes a cult is when it becomes like, if you don't do what I do, then you're wrong and I'm right. And by the way, I heard also, referring to that same hadith which said only one group is saved, the saved sect of Islam, they always say, every one of them says, we're the saved group. Every single group say, we're the saved one. So, what I'm saying is that, what I found, all of the groups that go in their different directions, they always have to have a label. Without their label, they're nothing. If you take the label and throw the label away, then you can just be a Muslim. And Allah forbid us to separate. And he said it's haram for us to separate. It's forbidden. And he told us not to do it. La tafarqa. So this is my wake-up call for myself to, and for all of us, to be sure that when we do something as groups, that this is something good. But be careful and not get into these groups that think that everybody else has to be kafir except me. Because this is not right. The bulk of the main body of Muslims, these are the right ones. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, so it might be translated to English in a good hadith, that the from now until the very end, that the majority of the Muslims are not going to be agreeing. The main body of the Muslims will not agree on what is misguidance or dalala. So that's one way to look at it. Another is that Allah give everybody common sense. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, so we have each one has mufti inside of them. So your common sense will tell you, when you're into something that's weird or far out, then may Allah guide all of us. And this is not a chance for me to just pick on any group or in particular, because probably I don't even know all of them anyway. But there's a long list about it, and we did publish a paper about it on our website, so that especially the new Muslims who get confused and they get in with this or with that, we tell them, look, what Allah called us in the Quran over and over was Muslim. This is all you need. And Muslim is a derivative from the word Islam. And I'm going to end our program with this. I'm going to mention in plain English, what is Islam and who are the Muslims? And so when you're giving dawah to the people to share with them Islam, this is what you can use. And by the way, the CDs I have out there, they are free. You don't have to pay for them. If you don't want to do anything more than take them and distribute them, I'm happy with that. We'll share in the dawah. But this is what the tape, in essence, 44 minutes, I'm going to narrow it down to 4 minutes, because that's what I want to do. So you're going to get 10% of the message that's on that CD, okay? And first of all, Islam is an Arabic word, so don't tell them Islam as a noun. That's a mistake. And if you do, they'll say it's another religion. Islam is not a religion. It isn't really. It's a whole way of life, right? And so we say, as Muslims, we already understand the word Islam means anybody who does Islam. Islam is an action. It's what people do. It came with Adam. Wasn't Adam in the right way? Of course he was. And so was Abraham and Moses and David and Suleiman and Jesus, peace be upon all of them. They were all in the right way. They were doing what God wants them to do. Because I'm a student of the Bible more so than anything else, I can quote those verses ad infinitum, but I will tell you very clearly, it says the same thing in the Bible. It says the same thing in the Bible that it says in the Quran. The only difference I found between Bible and Quran is this. The Quran and the Bible never argue with each other except where the Bible argues with itself. Yeah. I didn't find anything in the Bible to argue with the Quran except if I found the same argument between itself. So this is a good point for you to think about. Now, what is Islam? Comes from the root Sin Lam Mim, or Silm Salama. And from this root, you have many words like Aslam, Taslim, Salam, which is peace. We greet each other with Salam Alaikum. But don't tell people Islam is peace. You know why? Because first of all, it's not true. Islam is not peace. Salam is peace. But Islam has all of that in it. But it means a lot more. It means a submission, surrender, obedience, and purity, and peace with Almighty Creator. Does that make sense? So if you take it as a verb, then nobody can argue with you about why you're saying your religion is right and somebody else's religion is wrong. We're saying everybody goes to paradise. There isn't anybody that's not going to go except those who refuse to do what Allah orders them to do. Anybody who does what Allah orders them to do, they don't make partners with Allah, they worship Him, as Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ jinn wal ins إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So whoever does that, he'll be saved. And whoever refuses, he's the one who wants the fire. This is by choice of each one of us. So start with that, and now what's Muslim? See how simple that was? And by the way, if you want to give them a quote from their book, I'll give you a little tip, okay? Tell them, whoever wants God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Listen again. Whoever wants God's will on earth as it is in heaven, because that's straight out of their book, in two places in the New Testament. And they always go, huh? I said, do you want God's will on earth? Yeah, well, that's what Islam means. That's the words. God's will, not your will, not my will, not our vain, glorious desires and lusts. We're asking just God, what do you want? This is what we want to do. And when you tell them in plain English, that's when you're going to see the shahadas. You will see it, inshallah. I make big dua, you will see this a lot. Finally, the last word is Muslim. What is Muslim? Because in Arabic, you have to tell them because they don't know this. In Arabic, you don't put after everything. Every single verb in English, you just go after it, and that's the one performing the verb. Walk, talk, think, stink, anyway, but this is how it works. So, in Arabic, you put mu, the letter meme goes in front of it, mu. And if somebody is, for instance, Sully, he's making prayer, he's Musalli. And if he makes the adhan, he's the muadhin. And if he's a traveler, safar, our word, by the way, in English, safari, comes from Arabic. And it's musafar. So if he islams, he's not an islammer, he's what? Muslim. So that's the end, right there. Okay? Simple and easy for you to remember. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow. We're broadcasting almost live today, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Catch us on the internet at www.islamtomorrow.com. We're open 24 hours a day and plenty of free parking. Until next time, Salaam Alaikum.